Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Cause of All Nations, an international history of the American Civil War by Don H. Doyle, narrated by Adam Grouper. The author opens with the following quote from Édouard Laboulaye, professor at the Collège de France, Paris, in 1864. "The world is a solidarity, and the cause of America is the cause of liberty. So long as there shall be across the Atlantic a society of 30 millions of men living happily and peacefully under a government of their choice, with laws made by themselves, liberty will cast her rays over Europe like an illuminating pharos. America, disencumbered of slavery, will be the country of all ardent spirits, of all generous hearts. But should liberty become eclipsed in the New World, it would become night in Europe, and we shall see the work of Washington, of the Franklins, of the Hamiltons, spit upon and trampled underfoot by the whole school which believes only in violence and in success." And now, The Cause of All Nations.
Introduction. American Crisis, Global Struggle. A quote from George Bancroft, American diplomat and historian, February 12, 1866. "For a time, the war was thought to be confined to our own domestic affairs, but it was soon seen that it involved the destinies of mankind. Its principles and causes shook the politics of Europe to the center, and from Lisbon to Pekin divided the governments of the world." "So it seems your republic is going to pieces," an unnamed high officer of the French imperial government snidely remarked to the American guest attending a concert at Emperor Napoleon III's residence in the Tuileries Palace. It was early March 1861, and the news coming over by steamship that winter all pointed toward the rupture of La Grande République. "Oh no, I hope not yet," the flustered American answered. "Yes, but it will," the French official replied. "No republic ever stood so long, and never will. Self-government is a utopia. Sir, you must have a strong government as the only condition of a long existence." 4 years later, in April 1865, thousands of students gathered in Paris's Latin Quarter in defiance of government bans on political demonstrations. They planned to march en masse past the Tuileries Palace and out the Champs-Élysées to the home of John Bigelow, the U.S. minister to France. Malakoff, nom de plume of Dr. William E. Johnson.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?